Jesus, please bless our work here today. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, June 22nd, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. We've brought you a lot of stories in the past couple of months about how CPS is used to rip apart and destroy families. But you literally don't even have to have children for social services to swoop in and ruin your life. There's an entire vast underbelly of our legal system, which most people know nothing about, that can be used to manipulate and abuse and completely ruin any person without warning. Karen Federighi learned about this 7 years ago when she was living a totally normal life as a registered nurse working at a Florida hospital. But then her father passed away and left her a large sum of money, and that's when the state came in to destroy Karen's life. One day in January 2016, Karen heard a knock at her door. When she answered it, she was met by state police who informed her that she was now a ward of the state. Even though Karen lived on her own, she had a job, she was supporting herself, a jealous family member got a three-person panel to declare that, in fact, Karen was mentally incompetent and unable to handle her own affairs. Nobody on that panel ever even bothered to check if Karen was employed, by the way. So on the basis of zero evidence, zero facts, Karen was essentially kidnapped by state police. Her car, her pets, all of her personal possessions confiscated. She lost control of all of her finances, making it basically impossible for her to travel because she couldn't buy anything. So for a 2-year period, Karen had to live in a motel and wash her clothes in the bathtub. She had to beg her state-appointed guardian, who she says was a convicted felon, by the way, to give her even a small amount of money to buy food. Well, when Karen tried to escape by fleeing the state, police chased her down and then threw her into an assisted living home against her will. Essentially, Karen was only able to escape because some good Samaritan heard about her plight online and wired her additional money to help her get out of Florida and resettle in Los Angeles. But even after all of that, though, Karen's troubles were far from over. The legal struggle to regain control of her life drained all of her money. She lost her home. She lost her job. She lost basically everything. And now the courts have told her that the only way that she can have access to her inheritance, to that fortune, is if she signs a legal form stating that she will not use any of the funds to sue the people who did this to her. Insane. Thanks to what happened to her, Karen is now one of the leaders at USA Citizens Guardianship Task Force, which is fighting to change America's guardianship laws and procedures to make sure that government-backed kidnappings can never happen again. Karen Federighi joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. I mean, your story sounds like a fictional movie plot.
It is. Thank you for having me, Stu. I appreciate it. First of all, I'd like to say your assistant, Elizabeth, asked me if I wished to remain anonymous. And I said, absolutely not. It's my personal belief that if one remains anonymous, it will hinder others from coming forward and telling their story. And so I think it's very important for me to come out and tell the truth, show my face, give my real name, so that others will have the courage to come forward and speak out also.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly takes a lot of courage. Unfortunately, in today's times of doxing and cancel culture and harassment and murder, to speak out against organizations like CPS and social services. So take us through this. I mean, how did you end up in the custody of the state?
Like you said, Stu, I happened to inherit a large sum of money. Estranged sisters of mine who lived in Illinois didn't want me to benefit from my inheritance. So they filed fraudulent papers through a Naples attorney. I was never notified that any legal proceedings were taking place. And on January 22nd, that was days after the judge signed the order stripping me of all of my rights, get a knock on the door, and I'm literally kidnapped, a ward of the state. And one thing I want to mention, I found a couple other victims in Collier County, Peggy Dupree, Betty Gosno. Their sons were kidnapped into fraudulent guardianships. In 2020, while we were working our business, we were researching cases, including our own, and we found that this is a huge racketeering ring. Our three cases involved the same main players, the same social worker, caseworker from DCF, same judges, same lawyers, Collier County Sheriff. It's unbelievable.
You were working your own job. You were a registered nurse, an RN. You went to school. You were taking care of yourself. You were taking care of pets, it sounds like.
Yes.
You had your possessions in order. You were given this money. Now, when your father passed away and he left this money for you, how did the jealous estranged sisters become jealous? Were they not left any money? Did dad say, I don't think that they're deserving or responsible enough to have it, but yet you are, Karen?
No. The thing of it is the three of us, me and my two sisters, we each received a third of the inheritance.
Okay. So you each got a third, but they wanted your third. And that's why they did this.
Exactly. Exactly.
So instead, your third, along with taxpayer dollars, were used to fund your own kidnapping. And basically, you were extorted and held hostage while they then soaked you of everything that was meant to be left for you.
Right. And the courts, the guardian, the lawyers, they all were paid out of my estate.
I mean, that's just, it's theft.
Yeah. And right now I have nothing. I have no car. I'm in the process of moving to a place I can afford. I was in perfectly good health before this all happened. And because of the constant legal abuse, right now I'm left with a destroyed immune system and autoimmune diseases.
Unbelievable.
It just has totally ruined my life. And this is a huge crime ring. People don't realize what can happen to them. Anyone you know, it could happen to them. For example, Department of Children and Families, which includes CPS and Adult Protective Services, they receive federal funding from the government. And when DCF gets somebody into their custody, they receive additional federal funding for each person they make a ward of the state. And so it's a huge racketeering business involving the sheriffs, the police, the judges, and lawyers and guardians.
So you're supposed to be entitled to this third of your inheritance, to your fortune. And correct. Now they're saying that the only way that you can have this is if you sign a document saying that you will not sue the people that did this to you. So obviously, they know that they did wrong. They know that they're breaking the law.
Absolutely. And, you know, this racket involves medical fraud, insurance fraud, Medicaid, Medicare fraud, Social Security fraud. You know, it's terrible.
So are you going to sign the document? Are you going to allow them to?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm begging to our firm, my two business partners and I, we desperately need a lawyer so we can sue DCF. We want to sue them and the agencies that did this to us, meaning the sheriffs and the courts.
Well, I mean, I think it's really commendable and it substantiates your story tremendously that you're willing to turn down that kind of money based on principle that you're not going to sign the form, that you're not going to sue them because no, it's actually your intent to sue the hell out of these people.
Right. And lawyers are afraid to touch these cases. Lawyers are afraid they'll be disbarred or sanctioned, or they demand like a $40,000 retainer fee. And our cases, our three cases combined into a RICO, would earn a lawyer, a law firm taking our case, millions of dollars. We have proof of millions of dollars of fraud.
Unbelievable. The USA Citizens Guardianship Task Force, where can people find that agency and, you know, give money to your cause if they feel so compelled?
Okay. We have a GoFundMe account. And you can also find us on Facebook under USA Citizens Guardianship Task Force. We're urging people to sign our petition to Congress. You type in petition, the number 2, congress.com, and then in the search bar you can type in abolish guardianship, and our petition is from February 17th. We initially had 40,000 plus signatures, and the powers that be don't want us to get to Congress. So they electronically erased most of the signatures. We have, I think, now like 584, something like that.
Well, they're getting really good at erasing things. They're erasing votes, they're erasing vaccine injuries, and now they're erasing signatures on petitions.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So the public can protect themselves by signing our petition. You know, so their name's on record that they're aware, you know, that this is a racket and crimes are being committed.
All right. Petition, the number 2congress.com, petition2congress.com. Karen, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Coming up next on the Stu Peters Show, you're never going to believe this. Never before seen footage of Antifa getting out of white vans on January 6th and being protected by Capitol Police and federal agents. Plus, we here at the Stu Peters Show exclusively have our hands on a January 5th, the day before, January 5th document that was sent to Mike Pence. Never before seen exclusive right here, coming up next on the Stu Peters Show. Going away.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
The criminal enterprise known as our government and the Satan worshipers that work in that criminal enterprise have proven that they are coming for your freedom. They're coming for your individual liberty. They are shredding the Constitution. They're coming for your kids. And now, as Karen said, they're coming for you. They're going to come for your money. They will incapacitate you by any means necessary. So if you have 50 grand or more saved up in your retirement accounts, your IRA, 401k, or savings account, it's at imminent risk because they're coming for that too. Protect your money with gold and silver from GoldCo. Call my good friends at GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Protect yourself. Protect your money. Make yourself a hard target instead of a soft target. Get gold and silver and get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call my good friends at GoldCo. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. The days, weeks, and months just seem to fly by. I'm not a super huge fan of time relentlessly speeding up, but you know what? It does bring us Wednesdays more often, which means that it's time for Ask Dr. Jane, where your questions get answered. It's all powered by Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. Jane, Mike Lindell thinks that this is a great segment as well, which is why he makes it possible. He makes it possible also by then you purchasing direct from him, a real patriot, rather than frickin' Walmart, who is a disaster and the enemy of the American people trying to destroy the very country that made their enterprise possible in the first place. So instead, shop direct from a patriot, high-quality products. Go to MyPillow.com/stew, MyPillow.com/stew, and then use promo code Stew at checkout. I got my new mattress on order. The My Slippers are amazing. The original My Pillows, the travel pillows, the blankets, the pajamas, the sweatshirts, the hoodies, the sheets. It's all just absolutely awesome. Flannel sheets, if you want those, or the Giza Dream Sheets. They're the softest sheets that you'll ever wear. MyPillow.com/stew. Use promo code Stew at checkout. Jennifer Jude wants to know, if the pharmaceutical companies are exempt from any liability from vaccine injuries, and these are not actual vaccines, then can't they be held liable?
Very sophisticated question. And yes, Jennifer, absolutely 100%. But they hide behind the term vaccine, which comes with all those legal protections, which actually A is wrong and B doesn't even apply. So you're absolutely right. And those are the kinds of intelligent questions we should be pushing and asking our leadership.
Yeah, you know, and back in December, they conveniently changed what the definition of vaccine was. It's not that it provides immunity to anything. Now it's just that it like reduces the side effects or the severity of the side effects or something ridiculous like that. They're playing games because they know they're complete criminals and total frauds. Wayne Bartlett says in 52 days after the second jab, not affiliated with sudden death. Is 52 days after second jab not affiliated with sudden death? I don't understand the question. Maybe you do.
I do. I know, it's a little tricky, but I think what he's asking is if somebody drops dead suddenly with no, you know, previous illness or injury, is it still considered adult, you know, sudden death syndrome? And yes, it is. It has nothing to do with how long it takes you to die from these shots. It's the way you die. And to have somebody who appears to be perfectly healthy, you know, strong, and all of a sudden they just keel over, have a heart attack, just drop dead. That is, it doesn't matter when it happens, it's how it happens.
So Never says, dating. This is actually probably a subliminal hint for me. Look at this, the way that it's on the screen. Never dating. That's what I read. Probably should apply that to my life. I guess that's what I'm destined for. Never dating. How do you tell for sure that someone is not juiced? Sperm is the new Bitcoin, but what about pure blood women?
This is so important, Stu. And it's going to be the dilemma going forward, not just in our generations, the adult generations, but in the children's generations and the grandchildren to come. Because we're not going to know, especially as you get further out generationally from this, this is the danger. I'm not sure what we can do about it, but you're going to have to trust people. It's like having an STD, but it's not an STD. But what I'm saying is this, to mate with someone who's been jabbed, and their DNA has been changed forever, has tremendous implications. And I'm not sure how we're going to sort that one out, but I wanted to highlight it. I thought the question was incredible.
Actually, I beg to differ. I would classify it an STD because you're getting a disease through sexual transmission. You're getting whatever this is that's being transmitted, the spike protein or the venom or whatever it is that's passing from one person to another, which causes severe side effects. So I would say that it is an STD. You're getting AIDS. You're getting vaccine-induced AIDS by sleeping with people who have been injected. The dating pool just significantly decreased, I can tell you that.
What's worse is you're getting a permanent change. If you merge your DNA, sperm and egg, you're getting a permanent change in whatever you spawn after that, and you are losing your God-given DNA and your legacy from your ancestry. So it's very dangerous, Stu.
Speaking of legacy and God-given DNA, Margaret has a question, all caps. My son and wife both vaxxed. Hold on a second here. My son and wife. Oh, my son and his wife is probably what this means.
They're both vaxxed.
I was going to say, you got a problem if your son and wife are having a kid together. Question. My son and his wife both vaxxed are expecting their first baby in November. When I hold that baby, is he going to spike all over me?
You know, I want to ask this person to rethink.
Yes, that. Yes, the baby is going to spike all over you. But go ahead.
But it's about the baby. You're just going to be shed on. I mean, it's about the baby.
Yeah.
If the baby's shedding on you, God hope that the baby survives. I mean, I think it's the wrong kind of question in the sense that the person is worried about getting shed on. I'm sure they mean well, but it's the baby who's at risk to die early and to suffer.
But the answer to the question is yes, because anybody who has this shot, this bioweapon inside of them, is going to transmit or shed whatever it is that they're shedding, causing major problems. But yes, the catastrophic issues are going to be for the baby, which is incredibly sad. It's heart-wrenching to me knowing that parents are actually still doing this. They're going out and they're getting vaccinated and they're conceiving children. And this is like, you know, I mean, this transhumanism agenda is right out in front of us. You don't have an actual human child anymore. You have some other thing. It's disgusting, actually, really.
And they think we're crazy. I mean, Stu.
Oh, I know. No, they don't think we're crazy. They know that we're right. They have to just say out loud that we're crazy because they're liars and they're frauds and they're criminals and they're psychopathic mass murderers. That's why. Diana Kay, with all of the evidence on the jab, do you think that we will ever see justice?
I do think we'll see justice, but here's how it's going to go. It's not going to be through your Congress. It's not going to be through your elected representatives. It's not going to be through any federal agency. It's going to be when we, the people, and I don't mean this lightly. I mean, this relates to the work that Dr. David Martin's doing. He's trying to get, you know, attorneys general, and he's trying to get sheriffs, you know, constitutional sheriffs to deputize people. We are going to have to create. It's kind of, yeah, it's a parallel system where we have the power. We, the people, have the power. We're going to have to create Look at these things about taking these cases to court. They're going to be very few and far between. So we're going to need to create new systems for ourselves that govern us. And that's a huge, huge lift.
If you want to know about justice, I will tell you this. Justice comes with judgment, right? You get judged guilty, and then justice is carried out for the people who are judged guilty. The grace, the feeling of vindication or a satisfaction, I guess, that I get is that all of these people will ultimately be judged by Almighty God. And yes, justice will prevail at that point, at least. But I would like to see it actually in the natural, in a worldly type justice right here while I'm still alive, for sure.
They're trying to outrun God by reinventing humans as transhuman cyborgs that will go on beyond life. And I think they've got another thing coming because, you know, God is in control of everything.
Good luck trying to outrun God. I know people in my personal life that are trying to manufacture things on their own rather than letting God. And they're trying to outrun God. It's going to work out miserably for them. Ian, when will you have the results telling us what the clots are made up of? Australia down under here, loving both Jane and Stu's shows.
Well, thank you for that. What he's referring to is that after trying to go to numerous frontline doctors with his samples, Mr. Richard Hirschman came just met with resistance, gaslighting, and a whole bunch of other blocks, roadblocks. And so finally I connected him with the health ranger, Mike Adams, who's the founder of Brighteon TV, because he is a skilled microscopy expert with a nationally certified lab. And as everyone knows, his first level analysis was a very deep microscopy representation. Now he is working on the chemical analysis, which is very involved, and it's going to take several weeks. So be patient. When it comes out, it's going to be blockbuster.
Ask Dr. Jane. It's brought to you by MyPillow.com/Stu. Go to MyPillow.com/Stu. Ian, great question. I will say, though, Stu, S-T-U, no. And I don't really care. People can spell it however they want to. The correct spelling is S-T-E-W, like the stuff that you eat. And that's important because when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Stu, if you spell it wrong, you're not going to get huge discounts approaching 67%. That's a huge discount, by the way. So go to MyPillow.com/Stu, S-T-E-W, like the stuff you eat. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. We'll see you next time. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. I'll tell you one thing. Over the past few weeks since I've been using these brain supplements from Newtopia, I have seen a tremendous difference in my daily life. When I wake up in the morning, I'm just, boom, immediately able to start thinking and processing information. I've got added aggression on demand when I want to go to the gym or when I'm doing fight training. I've got the rest and relaxation that I need when I use the Gabalicious at nighttime. There is a custom brain supplement for you waiting at Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there right now, plug in all of the data about yourself, your personality, your mood, what you struggle with, and it'll spit out a custom formula for you. These brain supplements are 100% safe, totally legal, 100% not addictive, and 100% freaking awesome. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters right now. Newtopia, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pill's been canceled by shopping channels. They've tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction, it's entrepreneur, it's a story, it's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news, what a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all and God bless.
Stan Lovins is a Christian revival evangelist with a burning passion for seeing God's healing power and salvation arise in people's hearts and souls. I'll tell you what, we can get with that. But Stan was at the Capitol on January 6th, and his only intent while he was there was to pray. God knows we need as many prayers at that Capitol as we can get. But Stan ended up seeing something very interesting as well. Just as the January 6th incident was beginning to unfold, Stan believes that he saw members of Antifa being dropped off in white vans just outside the Capitol building. He believes that the three vans were being escorted by Capitol Police and feds, and when he saw people start unloading from these vans, everybody that was watching was ordered to stop recording and put their phones away. We have that never-before-seen footage. We're going to show it to you now as Stan Lovins joins us, as well as a document that we just got sent by you that we're going to get into. But this is eye-popping stuff here. Stan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Well, it's a joy to be on the show, Stu, because I appreciate what you do, standing for the truth, standing for this country, and standing for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I can't imagine doing anything else in times like this. So explain to us what you saw here. These white vans pull up, and you believe that they're Antifa, and they're being guarded by law enforcement officials. What makes you believe that these are Antifa people?
Well, just previously, right before this, I was at the Ellipse right there with the crowd that had come to pray and to engage to, you know, pray our nation back. And so as I was there, I saw two members of Antifa, the member with the big horns and that he was wearing, that later we found out was inside the Capitol building and was a part of that. And the guy with the yellow sweatshirt. Both of those guys were in the back of the crowd. And so we left. The Lord told us to go to the Capitol building to pray on the backside. And as we were on our journey, literally like three or four blocks down, it was actually away from the Capitol building. And I'm saying that specifically because these three vans were being escorted by the Capitol Police from the tunnels under the mall. They came up out, and I heard the sirens go off, and they made a way to clear the path, and then they pulled right in front of us. And as they did, I looked inside the window, and I saw what appeared to be Antifa. And so they were being escorted by the Capitol Police. And then they pulled down about a block, and they pulled off the side of the road to let them out. And as they did, there was an officer that immediately jumped out of his vehicle. Now, I was about a block away at this time, as you'll see in the video. But there was people walking right by these vans, and they had taken out their phones. They started recording. And then as they started recording, immediately the officer told them to put their cameras up, put their iPhones up or their phones down, and started making some kind of irrational commands at this point, because they were trying to hide this. So at this point, we ended up going on down to the Capitol building. And as we're going, and this is early in the morning, it's about 9 a.m. at this point. And so I arrived at the Capitol building probably about 9:25. We did a live stream on the back of the Capitol building because the Lord told us to go on the back of it and to pray, which is on the West End. And so as I began to pray, the Lord gave me one word. He said, breach. And so the Lord told me there was going to be a breach on the back side, which obviously, as we know, that breach happened. And from what I know, from what I've seen and from others that were there, I do want to make this disclaimer. I did not breach. I did not go beyond the barriers. Just saying that right now.
Yeah.
And so just so if any naysayers are out there, however, I was there to pray and engage in warfare. And there was intense warfare. There were many people that were American Chinese people that had the CCP signs up saying it was a Chinese Communist Party and that Antifa was in the midst of this. So, there, you know, none of that really made the streams and the media streams. But what I saw firsthand was there was three white vans carrying passenger vans, and they were Chevy Express vans is what I saw.
Well, thanks to your courage, you're here, and now we can all see what you witnessed firsthand for the first time, because everybody across the board in the media has completely ignored the truth about what happened on January 6th. There was no insurrection on January 6th. There was no sedition taking place on January 6th. There was no violent attempt to overthrow our government on January 6th. All of that occurred on November 3rd of 2020, when the real insurrection, the real sedition, and the real overthrow took place in this country by a Marxist coup to usher in full communism. And the CCP was absolutely, most definitely involved. This is important to note. And I say that because, you know, ISIS, for example, is a CIA project. They are made by our government. ISIS, the boogeyman that made everybody get behind and support and cheer on a 20-some-odd-year calamity that just recently ended in Afghanistan, where we taught the Pashtun tribesmen the importance of transgenderism and how to masturbate with children, these warlords. It's unbelievable. The same thing applies to Antifa and BLM. I'm convinced that these are CIA projects. These are government-funded organizations that are meant to do one thing. That's to create social unrest and uprising and upheaval and chaos and terrorize law-abiding citizens who believe in a democratic process in this constitutional republic. Because if we don't have Antifa and BLM, we have the people instructing their representatives as our republic is supposed to do. It's how our state constitution is set up. It's how our United States Constitution is set up, that we are to instruct them. But that allows for us to have too much freedom and individual liberty and too much power and control for the oligarchs that want complete control and total subservience out of me and you. So I think it's important that we understand the reason why these people were being escorted is because, sure, they're Antifa, they're BLM. What does that make them? It makes them feds. That's what they are. They are federal agents, they are provocateurs, and they are terrorists there for one purpose, and that is to overthrow our form of government. Absolutely. You sent me something.
It's a treasonous action there, Stu. This whole agenda was very treasonous in its nature because they brought in, literally, that's terrorism on our land. They came in to bring destruction. Later, after the breach happened, later that after President Trump had spoke about two-thirds of the way, we went back to our car. My parking meter needed to be paid for. And then as I'm sitting there, I hear a bunch of sirens. And this is after the breach had happened. We didn't know about it at the time. We were at our parking meter. And then being escorted, they were over by the Lincoln Memorial, was a whole slew, a lineup of Capitol Police with their horse trailers. And so they waited until all this happened. Then they came blazing in and they didn't go directly to the state capitol. They made a show, a spectacle, as if they were going. So then we walked up, and that's when I got video footage of the breach. And it was confirmed that Mike Pence had already sent in a letter stating that he wasn't going to come against or hold up the election. And so at that point in time, as we're there by the Capitol reflection pond, I'm reflecting right now on how wicked it was and the demonic presence that was there of the enemy that came to bring destruction to a nation where many, as you know, the warriors that have laid down their life for the liberty that we stand in this land, as well as our Savior Jesus Christ, have made a way, prepared a way for us to be free by the power of his word and his blood. And so as we're there, I'm ministering to some people, then we begin to walk away because we get an immediate notification from the mayor that they had a curfew, as if we were a bunch of terrorists, and we're just individuals coming to pray and engage in the warfare that's happening right now in this land that we're still fighting right now to this day. But as we're getting ready to leave, I ran into some federal officers that were parked on the side. They were told to stand down. I looked at the officer and I said, "Sir, you know this is led by Antifa." He said, "Absolutely." He said, "Absolutely." He confirmed it. Now, I do not have this on video, but he confirmed it. And he said, "Well, we just need to trust the man above." I said, "No, we need to trust in Jesus Christ." And I went over and I began to engage him and I prayed with him. And he was very calm. He was a godly man. He was serving his country. And they were told to stand down.
Yeah, of course they were.
They were sitting there parked.
Well, you mentioned Mike Pence, and I've got to get to this because we obviously have limited time here, and this is extremely important. The first time I've ever seen this. This is eye-popping stuff, and as a matter of fact, for the producers, I want you to put this up on the screen right now next to me while I'm reading this. Election fraud. This is a memo, and we're going to talk about who this memo went to and where you got this. Election fraud, foreign interference, and options for January 6th. Okay, so the talking points. The Chinese systematically gained control over our election system, constituting a national security emergency. The second talking point. The electronic voting systems machines were compromised and cannot be trusted to provide an accurate vote count. The third talking point. To restore confidence, the fail-safe of counting the paper ballots must be used to determine who won the election for president, senators, and congressional representatives. And the fourth, hand counts reported by the media are not really hand counts and are easily subverted. Now, I just want you to tell us, this document went to whom?
Well, this document was sent to me via my message on January 5th. I received that as a point to pray for. To pray for Mike Pence to make the right decision.
So this went to Mike Pence. This was delivered to Mike Pence. These were to be his talking points, and he abandoned all of them.
National Committee.
He abandoned all of them. He never said any of this stuff. But this was the directive.
He aborted it all.
Yeah, he did, because he's a traitor. That's why. Are you willing to say where you got this document?
I can't say the name Just out of discernment at this point, because I received it from a well-known friend that was very confidential when I received it. And I received it with the purpose to pray and engage for him to talk about one of these points. However, I can say that it came from someone who is within the know and would not by any means want what happened on January 6th. To happen.
Yeah, I mean, this continues down the list. Summary of domestic voter fraud: double voters, deceased voters, out of state and out of country voters, non-citizen or felon voters, fake ballots, ballot selling, stuffing, harvesting, all of that, other illegal ballots, violations of state law. He specifically was instructed to talk about Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. I'm from Minnesota. We know that what happened here, they imported Ilhan Omar's voter base illegally. And so, yes, I mean, this is exactly what the truth was. The truth was delivered to Mike Pence to deliver to the American people in front of the RNC, and he aborted and failed and turned his back on America.
He aborted them, not only the mission of the unborn as well, because Mike Pence had, prior to that, with Title X, he had made decisions to put into law to protect children to be born and not aborted. Praise God for that. However, he aborted all that because when you turn it over to the Chinese Communist Party, what you have there is they're aborting millions, many more than America has ever aborted. Their whole purpose is to bring a destruction and genocide to this nation. It is an absolute treasonous action whenever you abort the mission that you have, that God has intended for you in that position. Now, I'm saying this, I believe for God's mercy, but I'm also believing for accountability for everyone who was a part of bringing destruction to our nation. And I say this as a boldness of the Holy Spirit right now. I believe that God desires for this nation to be free. This agenda has been from Pharaoh to the Pharisees to the pharmacies. I'll just say it again, from Pharaoh to the Pharisees to the pharmacies. It's all intertwined with witchcraft and sorcery. And so the agenda is the occult agenda, the globalist agenda. And I'm going to say the Masons, the Freemasons, the Illuminati, and all that's tied in with this agenda to bring destruction globally for their financial gain and a takeover. And if we don't get to the heart and the jugular of this to break that from this nation, we won't have a nation. This That's nation right. has already been hijacked. And so we have got to rise up in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit to take back this generation that's starving for a father's heart to impart, to bring healing back to the people and bring back to the founding fathers' desires. And I believe even back to the pilgrims to establish a nation that is free to worship the living God and to love on people and encourage people out of it. And I believe this, Stu, and I'll say it again, I believe Jesus loves the hell out of us so we don't have to hold on to hell. We've held on to too much condemnation. We've held on to too much of hijacking interruption that's come over this land. And it's for you and I and those of us who are going to rise up to protect the children that have nothing to do with the decisions that are being made today.
I went way over time, and I'm glad that I did. We'll skip through some commercials here. Absolutely well worth it. Stan Lovins, I wish I could hang out with you a whole lot more. And you know what? We're going to make that happen. Thank you so much for being here, sir. God bless you. And I just want to say also that document that I showed you earlier, we're going to post that at stupeters.com. I'm going to have it in my Telegram and on my Gab. This document was drafted and dated January 5th. January 5th. So he knew a day in advance what he was supposed to do and what the truth is. And no, instead, Mike Pence turned his back on this country. He is a traitor. And that is treasonous action. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Wow. All right, well, stress and anxiety is not a new thing. It is a very real thing, and stress and anxiety is only increasing as the information superhighway speeds up and people are dealing with more truth, more exposure, more accountability, more information at a faster pace every single day. Stress, anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights. These things can be oftentimes caused by a lack of magnesium in your body. That's the way that you can deal with all of these things. 75% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency, and that's really bad. If you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, it'll tell you the importance of magnesium in your body. Huge contributing factor to major problems with people and your overall health and your body's function. Dealing with stress and anxiety, combating sleepless nights, and combating low mood depends on the amount of magnesium that you have in your body. You need magnesium, and the products from Magnesium Breakthrough are unbelievable. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Last Saturday, the CDC called for vaccinating all children between the ages of 6 months old and 5 years old against COVID-19. 6 months old. Remember, the statistical risk of COVID to children in that age bracket is basically zero. Even under the official numbers, which we know are a complete fraud, fewer than 1,000 children under 18 have died with COVID over the past 2 years. With COVID. Not of or from COVID. And who even knows if they even contracted the man-made, chimerically engineered bioweapon Wuhan sickness? It's all based on a fake and fraudulent PCR test that produces 97% false positives. Oh, and of those who did die, the vast majority had extremely severe pre-existing conditions, which meant just about any illness had a very good chance of killing them. For a child who's healthy enough to just go outside or attend school or simply walk under their own horsepower, the risk of COVID really is pretty much zero. But the CDC is obsessed with vaccinating them all anyways, because this isn't about health. This is about money. This is about control, and it's about power, and it's about a religious level fanaticism. This shot has become a sacrament, which all people must submit to, or they're unworthy of St. Fauci's benevolence. James Roguski writes a brilliant Substack where he tracks the developments on vaccines and a whole lot more related to COVID. James closely followed the FDA's recent endorsement of vaccinating toddlers. And he says the entire approval can only be explained by rampant and egregious medical fraud. Even the numbers presented to the FDA, he says, show only 14% effectiveness for Pfizer's jab. And where did that number come from exactly? But those numbers show that over a time span of months, there's virtually no difference between children getting the Pfizer jab and children getting a placebo. I want to be very clear here. More to the point, even for children who got the placebo and then got infected with COVID-19, all of them were fine. All of them. But no, now instead, we're giving them a dangerous and deadly injection with catastrophic long-term consequences in order to protect children from a disease that poses far less of a danger to them than even the flu does. But demonically enough, the response from Pfizer and the CDC isn't that this shows the vaccine is unnecessary. No, instead, they say it just shows that kids need more shots. Since the first two doses are only 14% effective, just keep sticking these kids with more needles and it'll probably all just work itself out. That's the CDC's reasoning with your kids. I guess we'll just have to wait another 4 to 6 months for them to announce that we're going to start jabbing newborns 4 to 6 times apiece in the name of fighting COVID. Like we just said, James Roguski unpacks all of this data over at his Substack. We encourage you to check it out. And James joins us now. James, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Oh, Stu, thank you very much for having me. You know, I'm a calm, cool, collected guy, but, you know, you may be an emotional person, but at this point I am angry because they are just absolutely lying. They are committing fraud. I did something that I don't normally do in the middle of the meeting last Wednesday. I published an article. Normally, you know, I sit back and I think about it and I get all my facts straight, but it was so obvious. I published this article in the middle of their meeting before they voted, because it was absolutely obvious that they were lying. And so there is absolutely not enough time to go through all the details in this little segment right here. What I've done is I reconstituted a website that had been knocked down months ago called pandemicofthevaccinated.com with two X's. And I put a one sheet document together that just delineates all of the many ways that they've been lying to the American public. Now, when a doctor is explaining to a parent you know, whether or not they should have, you know, these injections go into their little tiny babies. They're supposed to give all of the information. And so I put together on one sheet all of the information that they're going to try to hide from parents. One of the most egregious, and this has been talked about, people in the media have mentioned this, at least two-thirds of the children dropped out of the study before, you know, the end report that they stopped collecting data on April 29th. I'd love to know what happened to those two-thirds of the children in the study. That alone right there negates any study. If you were an editor at a medical journal and you saw that two-thirds of the people who, you know, originally were participating had dropped out, you'd kick it to the curb. You wouldn't even consider it. The other thing that I'm very concerned about that no one really has talked about is Moderna's treatment is only two shots, where Pfizer's is three. And Moderna's injection, each of them has more than eight times the amount of mRNA. They've got 25 micrograms, where Pfizer only has three. And that shows up in the fact that they have many more side effects. And the children in Moderna who got the injection were five times as likely to have severe side effects. And on top of that, within the age groups, they're giving that same large dose to infants as they are to five-year-olds. And that shows up as the infants having three times again more adverse side effects. 38% of the children had adverse effects that required medical attention. Now, it all kind of comes back around to, they threw all of this data away. They didn't really pay any attention to the actual effects because it did not show that they reduced deaths, because kids don't die from COVID. It actually showed that it increased hospitalizations, because at least one of the children in the small group of the Pfizer study had to go to the hospital with a high fever and a seizure. And it actually did not show that it stopped children from being diagnosed with COVID. So they threw that all away and they went to a story called immunobridging. And what that is, well, they changed the definition back on September 2nd from immunity, which means you are protected from getting the disease, to, well, you got an immune response. And so they only measured in the Pfizer study in the younger age group, they based all of this on 80 children where they did blood testing, and they found out that they generated antibodies, you know, essentially to the Wuhan strain, which is extinct. And so the fraud is so rampant, you know, all I can say is, you know, I've tried to summarize it as much as possible to see, you know, 22 or 21, one of the persons didn't show up on the second day, to vote unanimously and to just put the lie out there that these have been shown to be safe and effective. It should make every American just absolutely furious.
The 1,000 kids that they say died from COVID, that's a BS number too, isn't it?
From or with, okay? And, you know, that's the age-old question that we're dealing with. People have to remember that if anybody goes to the hospital for any reason, whatever it may be, the hospitals are incentivized with money. If they get a positive PCR, you know, COVID test with anybody who's in the hospital.
The test is fake, by the way.
The test is not accurate by any stretch of the imagination in dealing with determining whether or not you have that disease. But if they keep sticking something up people's nose until they, you know, crank up the cycles on the PCR and get a positive result, they get a 20% bonus on the entire hospital stay. And so, you know, do young children show up in the hospital with, you know, because of COVID, or are they just tested there and it, you know, it's a monetary incentive for them to
do that? They're incentivized all the way through. Positive COVID test, hospital admission, remdesivir deployment, ventilator, and then ultimately the big payout for the COVID-19 death pronunciation. So they're doing this, obviously, this is killing for cash. This is murder for money. These protocols are dangerous. Everybody knows it. And this emergency use authorization of Tony Fauci's remdesivir is causing more people to die. People aren't dying from COVID-19. They're dying from murderous and dangerous protocols in the hospitals.
And it keeps getting worse. The FDA is having a meeting next Tuesday, the 28th, where they've been so vague about what they're talking, you know, plan on talking about. But what it appears to be is that they want to be able to switch out the mRNA. And, you know, Moderna has been talking about a new bivalent booster where they're going to be mixing the Wuhan strain mRNA with some Omicron mRNA. And, you know, that's what they want to be able to have pass through without any safety testing at all. And, you know, that is just going to fit with their desire to have a universal ongoing gene therapy, you know, just keep injecting people. And at this point, if people are unaware that this is just a lie, it is fraud, it is data manipulation, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And they're trying to inject 6-month-old babies. And they're actually doing studies now. You said it at the beginning. They're starting to study 3-month-old babies. And so, you know, pretty soon they're going to want to do amniocentesis and, you know, inject babies in the womb. It's absolutely absurd. All of the studies show, you know, what happens when pregnant women are injected. I'm a calm, cool, collected, you know, data geeky kind of guy who just wants to get all of the facts. But when you get the facts, if you realize what is going on, you should be absolutely furious.
I agree. I'm not even convinced that there's a virus. Nobody's ever been able to show us where this virus is. And it's not a respiratory virus either. I don't know what it is. Envenomation, some petri dish, Wuhan created bioweapon is what it obviously is in order to roll out these shots. I don't even know where they're coming up with this 14% effective number, but that's totally BS as well. And they're basing it on a PCR test that's 97% false positives. This whole thing has been based on a fake test. And we know what this is. James Rogowski.
It's a phenomenal psychological operation, and it's incredibly confusing. So I always get a smile out of you when I do this, Stu. You know, people can still call me. My phone number is 310-619-3055. Yeah. Love the smile. 310-619-3055. I don't know everything, but I have taken the time to dig into the data, and it is so unbelievably fraudulent. If anybody, you know, needs help in trying to understand this, if I can save one baby, you know, it'll be worth all of the phone calls I get. Your viewers are wonderful. So, you know,
I agree.
Pandemicofthevaccinated.com. Get all of the information. Make your own decisions. But, you know, don't be, you know, falling for these stories that they're putting out there because they're just lying through their teeth.
I got to go. He doxed himself again, gave out his phone number. Pandemicofthevaccinated.com. That's with two X's. Pandemicofthevaccinated.com. James Rogowski, thank you so much. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile in peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, the attack on our country, the attack on our individual liberty, the attack on our freedom, the shredding of the Constitution all boils down to one thing, the attack on our kids. That's what this is about. And the kids of our communities, the kids of our states, the kids of our counties, the kids of our country need real men to step up and be involved in their daily lives. Because until Jesus comes, and I pray that it's soon, I pray that it happens right now while I'm talking to you. Come, Jesus, soon, please. But until that day, it's our job to enrich the daily lives of young children, to protect them and to keep them out of the hands of these globalist pedophiles that want to take them and molest them and rape them and traffic them and kill them. Yes, kill them. So get involved in your communities. If there's one example that I can set today, this is the example that I would like to set. Get involved with your communities. As many of you know, my oldest son, Nolan, and my son, Eli, both play baseball, but I'm also involved with other teams outside of just my own family. Here's a team from an adjacent community. This is me pictured behind this wonderful team, a wonderful group of young men, as well as a wonderful group of coaches that are dedicated to these kids. So what do? I volunteer to umpire their game. The Meesville team in Minnesota, these guys are awesome. So here's me behind the plate, umpiring the game, had a fantastic time, made me feel good, made the kids feel great, took some pictures afterwards, and had a wonderful time. Get involved with the kids of your community, please. Remember, Cortez Wealth Management delivers every single Stu Peters Show. Do business with a like-minded patriot fiduciary, a God-fearing man who loves Jesus. He's a family man, and he can take care of you. Get out of the way of these globalist, big corporate conglomerate financial advisor communists, and do business with somebody who's like-minded and who can set up a custom plan to save your money. CortezWM.com. Go there right now. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez. CortezWM.com. Don't forget about his classes every Tuesday and Thursday at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Till tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save.